As Phil already told, the topic of the presentation is impact of exchange rate volatility on U.S. cotton, textile, and apparel imports. It's a part of my work that I'm doing on cotton as cotton exports and textile and apparel imports as a whole. To start with, how exchange rates actually affect trade. They determine the relationship between international and domestic prices. You know that the movement of exchange rate makes the exports or imports costlier or cheaper. But the traders generally hedge this exchange rate risk in the forward market, and the forward markets allow for a substantial reduction in the risks from the movement of exchange rates. What exchange rate volatility is, it's not just the movement of exchange rate, it's a measure of the unpredictable movement of exchange rate. And what this unpredictable movement of exchange rate attaches it attaches a level of uncertainty or risk to trade, which makes the financial environment for international transactions riskier. How the exchange rate volatility affects trade, and what's the future of exchange rate volatility is, it affects through two ways. One is direct, or maybe the short-term impact and the long-term impact. The short-term impact is through uncertainty and adjustment costs to the traders. And the long-term impact is indirect through its effect on the structure of the output and the investment and the government policy in the long term. Exchange rate movements are particularly important for export-import-oriented sector, and cotton and textile is one of the most export-import-oriented sectors in the agriculture and the U.S. agriculture sector. In the future, with the opening up of the world markets and an era of globalization, international trade, not only in cotton and textile, but as agriculture as a whole is expected to increase, and with it will increase the exposure to exchange rate risk. Previous research on cotton and textile trade has mainly concentrated on the domestic and international trade policies that have really dominated the shifts in trade patterns. But these policies, to an extent, have already resulted in major changes in the structure of the industry, and hence it necessitates an emphasis on the new business environment and risk associated with it. And exchange rate is one of the biggest risks in a free trade environment. The objective of the study is, the general objective is to identify does exchange rate really affect, does exchange rate volatility impact the U.S. cotton, textile, and apparel trade? If yes, then what's the direction, and which countries are affected more by exchange rate volatility? The specific objective based on the models that I'm using is to analyze the impact of exchange rate volatility on bilateral U.S. cotton, textile, and apparel imports from different countries. And after analyzing bilateral U.S. cotton, textile, and apparel imports, I try to generalize these findings to U.S. Cotton, textile, and apparel imports as a whole. And the second thing is to analyze the unobserved components. I'm using a state-based model, which actually analyzes the unobserved components, which include the trends, seasons, and cycles in the U.S. cotton, textile, and apparel imports, and it comes along with it. Conceptually, intuition would say that with an increase in volatility of exchange rate, the amount of international trade should decrease because a risk-averse trader responds to exchange rate risk by reducing the volume of international trade. This is what we conceptually think, but let's see what the results get. to the trends in imports, by using a state-based model I already get, can be expected based on the current market conditions. The data that I use to analyze this impact of exchange rate volatility includes the country block includes Mexico, Turkey, and the CAFTA countries, the Honduras, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica. And monthly data from January 1996 to November 2006 is used for the analysis. Big countries like China, India, and Pakistan, which are really big trading partners for U.S. and import a lot of cotton, textile, and apparel, are not included in the analysis since most of the imports from these countries were constrained by quotas during this period, so the effect of exchange rate volatility would not be that much visible. data sources, exchange rate data from ERS, current textile apparel imports from OTEXAR, Office of Textile and Apparel, price data from Bureau of Labor Statistics, and industrial production, which is used as a proxy for the GDP from IMF and OECD. The methods and procedures. The first step that is the first step is to actually calculate a coefficient for this exchange rate volatility. And the obvious thing is we go for a variance of the exchange rate, but generally the variance of exchange rate is constant over time, and we use a conditional variance of exchange rate in a Gauge model, which is a generalized autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity model. I use this model and take care of some of the problems with this model, such as there are certain constraints it imposes on the coefficient, so I need to modify it and move to an E-Gauge model, which is an exponential generalized autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity model. And then the Gauge model assumes that the conditional errors are normally distributed, but they actually are not. So I use three more different types of distributions, including a T distribution, a generalized error distribution, and a skewed student distribution. The final model uses a state space framework, a structural time series approach. What this model does is it runs a system of equations where it filters out the trends, the cycles, the seasonal components available in imports, and then tries to identify the impact of exchange rate volatility along with other control variables. The one thing to note here is the trend is the long-term component, and the seasonal and cyclical components are transitory components. Estimation results. Starting with the unobserved components or the trend cycles and the seasonal components, the results indicate that the transitory movements dominate the U.S. current textile and apparel imports. Long-term movements do not. Most of the variation in imports is due to seasonal and cyclical components, and rather than the trend or the long-term component. One obvious implication of this could be that the effects of shocks on bilateral imports tend to dissipate rapidly. This is what I get for each and every country. This is just a sample for Mexico. The component graphics, the first thing, which is the level, is the long-term trend. The second thing, slope, is the slope of the trend. The third seasonal is the seasonal pattern over time, and we can see that it's constant over time. Cycle actually captures the business cycles that might be present in the industry that is in that country, maybe Mexico. The business cycles are the cycles, and we can see that one cycle is constant over time and the other is a variant. Error is varying. The other thing that comes out of from this component graphics, we can see the slope of the trend at the end of period, at last, in 2006, tells us about the short-term future growth in imports. And what it tells us is the slope of the trend extracted from the imports at the steady state indicates the short-term future trend in imports. And it says it indicates that the estimated value of the slope parameter indicates that the imports increased for Turkey, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica with 13.6, 3.1, 25.5, and 8.7, respectively. The important thing to note here is the decrease from Mexico, which is obvious in the context that Mexico is having a hard time with respect to imports from China and other developing countries in Asia. The imports decreased for Mexico, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, and El Salvador by 37.6%, which is almost 40% for Mexico. 11%, 7.9%, 21%, respectively. The seasonal analysis at the end of period indicates the percentage of the imports above or below the trend line during a particular month. So the exports, in general, for all the countries, what is seen is the exports are above the trend line from May to October for most of the countries and below the trend line for the rest of the months. This actually is the seasonal analysis, which tells us in each and every month at this data tells us the percentage above or below the trend line. Negative sign shows that it is below the trend line, the long-term trend. The positive sign shows, no sign shows that it's it's above the trend line. For Mexico, we can see that the imports from Mexico are 23.7% above the trend line during the month of July, and we can see they are positive from April all the way to October, but November, December, January, February, and March, it's below the trend line, negative, and the figure is in percentage. For all these countries, as I already said, that exports are above the trend line from May to October for most of the countries and below the trend line for the rest of the months. Coming to the point, what is the impact of exchange rate volatility? Exchange rate volatility is found to have a negative impact on imports for all the countries except Mexico and Turkey. That means six of the CAFTA countries, it's negative, but Mexico and Turkey, it's positive. The effect is, however, significant for four of the six countries for which I got a negative effect, and the effect is positive effect for Mexico is significant, while that for Turkey is not significant. Although I was expecting a negative sign for all the countries, but for Mexico, it's completely unexpected. But seeing the case of Mexico, it's a little bit different from other countries because of its proximity to the U.S. and the North African Free Trade Agreement, which has actually dominated the trade from Mexico. There's a variable for the removal of quotas, which I use for Mexico, which is found to be have a significant negative impact. That's why the trend in Mexican imports, we can see it's going down. Other control variables have appropriate sign when significant. The analysis, the only thing that that is a little bit of issue here in the whole data period that I'm using is the analysis period has been dominated by trade policies, including the North African Free Trade Agreement, the Caribbean Basin Trade Partnership Act, and the phased removal of quotas. That could be a reason for this very, not very clear impact of exchange rate volatility, but overall we can say that exchange rate volatility seems to have a negative impact on U.S. cotton, textile, and apparel imports in general for all the countries. And one thing that comes out also is that imports from countries with high volatility in exchange rate is expected to be less in comparison to other countries, especially in a free trade world. Thing gains importance with respect to China, although China is not included in the analysis, but if we just use these results that exchange rate volatility has a negative impact on trade, then we are asking for China to move from a completely managed float to a relatively floating exchange rate, and with that, not only the short-term revaluation of Chinese currency is going to affect imports from China negatively, but with the moving towards a relatively more floating exchange rate, the volatility of exchange rate of Chinese currency is going to increase, and with it will decrease the trade to the U.S. and the trade deficit with the U.S. That's it. Thank you.